479-3288 or Nubley at 658-5838. Remember, it's not who you call after retirement, it's who you call before that makes the difference. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, my name is Tracy Woodkey. Please stop and see me at 8956 Dan Beach Road, Harbor Beach, or call 989-479-3288. The KCON Agency, along with Farm Bureau Insurance, we are Michigan's insurance company.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and ReCore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
Welcome back to Hurt Field here in Ubley, where it is halftime, 28-14. Sports writer Paul Adams of the Huron Daily Tribune is with me. And, Paul, we were just talking about how important it was for the Bearcat defense as the Nouvelle Panthers going to get the football to start this third quarter. You know, expound on that a little bit more.
Yeah, it's absolutely, I mean, this thing's only a two-possession game. Nouvelle has shown the ability to move up, to go up and down the field. They've been their own worst enemy, really giving Ubley a couple gifts out there with turnovers. I mean, they've really, those are bad fumbles that they, and even the ones that they recovered or went out of bounds were bad fumbles. So they've given Ubley a couple of gifts. That's not to say Ubley, you know, didn't work to get them. But Ubley got to tighten up here because people got to realize, yeah, it's 28-14, but could easily be 28-21 with one possession into the second half, and then it's anybody's ballgame. I really believe if Ubley can come out here and stop Nouvelle, go down and score, go up three touchdowns, I think it might just put this game a little bit out of reach. I mean, Nouvelle can, you know, has shown that it can move the ball, but I think down three touchdowns on the road, I think it's going to be awfully hard for Nouvelle to come back on. So, you know, I put a lot of stock into this first defensive possession and offensive possession for Nouvelle. This one, to me, is the most important possession of the game.
Paul, we got a minute or so left before you've got to jettison on out of here, but about 30 minutes south and east of here, another former Greater Thumb Conference team, mm-hmm. really putting it to a current member of the Greater Thumb West, the All Saints, trailing Deckerville right now 21-0. Some thoughts.
21-0 at halftime. Completely shocked. You know, we thought Deckerville was going to have a heck of a time containing Drew Janer. I mean, a lot have called him the best athlete in the Greater Thumb Conference, and that's you know, rightfully so. He's had a great season for All Saints. Hey, you know what? Credit to Deckerville. They were down and out after getting pounded here by Ubley. But since then, you know, had that road game against Lincoln Alcona, came out last week against Parkway Christian and really pounded them and really taking it to the All Saints tonight. I'm a little bit surprised by that.
If they win that football game, who would they face next?
You know, I haven't even looked at okay. I've been so caught up in Division 7. Mike Bogan's down there covering that game for the Tribune. I have been so locked in on Ubley. I don't even know who's on the other side in Division 8 tonight. But, you know, hey, it'd be really nice for us to have two football teams moving on here. So let's see if both of these teams can make these first half leads hold up.
All right, Paul Adams, sports writer for the Huron Daily Tribune. Thanks for being with us here on the halftime show. We'll let you get out of here. And when we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter from Ubley, where it is 28-14. The Bearcats with the lead over Saginaw Nouvelle. We'll be right back with third quarter action right after this.
The cold weather is here, and it's the perfect time to get to work on a new look for your home. Whatever projects you want tackled, make sure you enlist the experts at D&M Cabinet Shop. D&M Cabinet Shop can handle it all. Gorgeous custom cabinets for your kitchen, illustrious countertops for your bathroom, or custom shelving for that messy closet you can't seem to keep under control. Call D&M Cabinet Shop today at 989-479-9271. That's 989-479-9271. And remember, you can always visit D&M Cabinet Shop online at dnmcabinetshop.com or come on out to their shop located at 5230 Purdy Road near Ruth.
Signature Bank salutes all of our area sports teams. Hi, this is Chuck Wright. Everyone at Signature Bank promotes academic achievement and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We are always finding better, faster, and easier ways to serve the financial needs of our hometowns and communities. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Interested in saving money and receiving more insurance protection? With auto owners' multi-policy discounts, you can. Discounts received on your home and car insurance will often cover the cost of life insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design a program that's just right for you and your family. Auto Owners Insurance, providing safe, sound, secure, and affordable insurance protection.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Welcome back to Herb Field in Ubley. 28-14, the Bearcats with the lead at the half start of the third quarter. A few moments away here, the Bearcats will kick it away here to open up the second half. And Jason Partica, Dave Rowland back here in the box with me. You guys get a break, I don't.
No rest. You make the big bucks, though.
No rest for the wicked. Can you feel the love in here tonight?
Yeah, yeah. Just remember, you're the one standing on the chair, and
that's
true. I can kick the legs, so.
I think the people at home would get a kick to see how much I've had to move this chair back and forth so I get a look at the game. I guess that's being the rookie, though, right?
We need a webcam here in the press box. Almost like Monday Night Football. Are you Bill Gruden?
John Gruden?
John Gruden. Well.
John,
are
Bill,
you Bill,
call
John?
Me whatever.
Yeah, he's Bill Gruden.
Hey, sometimes I know what I'm talking about. Most of the time I don't. Second half kickoff will be fielded by Nouvelle at the 35-yard line. They'll fall on it right there, and that's where they'll start the second half, first and 10, and an all-important possession for Nouvelle and important for the Bearcat defense as well. So we're going to see, it's going to be a little give and take here as this third quarter starts.
We'll see if Coach Becker made any adjustments there to his defense.
We have
trips, again, Nouvelle going from left to right. We have trips to the right, and you have a receiver up top or to the left. I'll get that right by the end of the night.
Yeah, there you go. And Buchalski will operate from the shotgun, flanked by Bennett Lewis to his right. He'll hand it off to Lewis, and Lewis will just run straight up the middle and pick up a couple yards on the play.
Nice play by Wright. He's right there in the right spot.
Give him two in the play. Second and eight coming up. Just underway here in the third quarter from Herb Field and Ubley. 28-14.
Well, if this is an indication of what Saginaw is going to do right here, they're going to spread Ubley out, and they're just going to see what they can get from them.
And I think they're going to just make Ubley stop the pass. If they can't stop it, Nouvelle's going to be right back in this football game. They'll pitch it or throw it to Ryan Sting, who is
stung. Tyler Peruski way in the wood.
You heard a collective groan come from the crowd on that one. He's just short of the first down. It'll be third down and one.
I think I'm going to have to get an ice pack for that one. That was a nice hit. Came up real nice. Make him think again.
Yeah, Paul Adams even mentioned there's been some good hitting down there on both sides. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Buchalski from the shotgun. The pass completed. It's a first down and another hard hit.
Holy moly.
A first down, but was that Brett Cleary out there that made a pass?
That was Tyler Peruski again.
Tyler Peruski again.
He's a one-man wrecking crew so far on this drive defensively, probably.
He put him right back on his heels.
Well, that'll certainly get in your head a little bit, too, if you're making the catch, you know.
Oh, you start getting alligator arms.
That's, see how that affects Nouvelle here as the second half is just underway. It's a first down for Nouvelle on the Bearcat 47-yard line.
Ubley's in a 4-2 defense.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Buchalski again from the shotgun. Flanked by Bennett Lewis. He'll just drop back and throw, and the pass completed. And taken out of bounds was the receiver. Looked like 22. Was it Eric McInnery? on the catch. It's a second down and four situation nonetheless. 6 yards on the last play.
Quarterback.